Iran's supreme leader presides over funeral ceremonies for the country's late President Ebrahim Raisi, the foreign minister, and others who were killed in a helicopter crash. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei began the service at Tehran University by reciting prayers on top of Raisi's casket. Following Khamenei's service, the coffins were loaded onto a semi-truck and a procession held through the streets of the city down to Freedom Square, where Raisi had given speeches in the past. Iran's theocracy has declared a period of mourning, encouraging people to attend public mournings. Many attend en masse, while others take part out of patriotism. For Iran's Shiite theocracy, mass demonstrations have been crucial for demonstrating the legitimacy of their leadership. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,